Yo, 6 o'clock in the morning. I checked my app this morning, and I didn't see any things about Green Podcast this morning. Not okay, dude. Not okay. Let's get into it.
Shout out to Brandy, shout out to Monica. She was just too nervous. She was looking like she was hurt, like a memory had surfaced. Kinda got her pissed. I'm kinda wondering myself, and you're really no help. Tell me how you two know each other so well. Cause I wanna know now. Let's get into it. Who is she to you? Don't lie to me. Who is she to you? My eyes can't see. Going on. Let me know. Who is she to you? Who is she to you? Let's get into it, man. We're gonna go there. This is why I was late to the pod, man. I'm sorry. I was watching Brandy and Monica all last night. And, you know, got a little late, man. I'm sorry. They went for like 4 fucking hours. Here we are, face to face. Brandy reading hella fucking poems and shit. With the memories that can't be erased. You know what I'm saying? I had to push the pod back. Although we need each other. Things have changed. It's not the same. Let's go. Sometimes it makes me wonder. Where would I be? Where would I be? If you had discovered which I did. Come on, y'all. Inside of me, I know there was something that we could compare. Well, I. We are back, baby. It is the
Things About Green. Yeah.
Things About Green podcast. What's happening, man? This is Mo Green, of course, back at it. Running it back. You know, I got a lot of flack about being a little late. Hey, man, it's still Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? It's still Tuesday. It was the Brandy Monica battle last night, bro. I'm not going to cut that off to do this pod. I love y'all. I fuck with y'all. Like, even last week, I put the pod out. I didn't even post the pod just to see who was really listening. And I love all y'all who subscribe and check it out. Make some noise for yourself. All y'all who subscribe to the pod, I appreciate it. Now, real talk, I didn't think anybody's going to listen to this podcast. But since y'all do, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Drama, you know what I'm saying, for being last week's lyric breakdown. Yeah, like I said, Brandy Monica was yesterday. I had a good time. I had a party in the living room. Party of one. Nobody's really partying with me. My new dog, Kobe. Kobe was rocking with me for a minute. And he fell asleep, but yeah, me and Kobe was rocking, man. You know, all the classic songs. Excuse me. All the classic songs brought me back. I feel like an old ass man. because it's like, man, this shit is hella old, bro. I mean, I was a little ass kid listening to this, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Monica did. Oh, man, hold up, man. It's Comcast call, man. They got hooked up the internet for 2K. Give me 1 second. So gone. My bad, bro. We back. My bad. We back. We back. silly of me. All right, I'm over. All right, I did that part already. Yo, so yeah, my bad. That was Comcast or Xfinity, whatever the fuck they want to call themselves, calling me, letting me know that they will be here to hook up internet in my office. I got in the living room with the cables in the living room, but at the time, the peak of COVID, they was not messing with nobody's, you know, installation type thing. So I need that in my office so I can hardwire the PlayStation because 2K comes out Friday. I'm not doing shit. I took the day off for that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? I took the day off for 2K. I know y'all like, yo, why the fuck is this grown-ass man taking... Because we need a release too, bro. The world is fucking crazy, my nigga. I'm sorry, bro. I be up every day early as fuck going to work, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I've been working this whole pandemic, bro. You know what I'm saying? I need a little release too. I took a day off since fucking February. So, yes, I will be playing 2K all weekend. Y'all can add me on 2K on PlayStation. Money-making glitch. And if you misspell it, just still hit me up. I will give you the thing to add me on 2K. We can play. I will also be Twitch streaming all weekend. Yes, follow my Twitch page. I will post a link on my Twitter. I think it's MoGreen110 right now. I think I might change the Things About Green. You know, all my content might just fall into Things About Green. I'm not really sure about that right now. What else I got to tell y'all? Shit, man, before we get into this lyric breakdown, I got a cool one for y'all this week, too. A classic record. I don't know, man. I might play some new music for y'all right now, man. What y'all know about this, man?
Yeah.
Should I play something for y'all real quick? A little sneak peek of what I've been working on.
Fueling my fire, I will burn shit. Burn this whole shit down. Need my respect, I've been down in my 10th hour while. Ashes to ashes, no sweat off my brow. My charm keep me to the necklace. No tough shit, no punk shit. Cause you ain't gon' check it, it's cool. But it ain't though. Do I stay go? On my way to Tejo. New Winnebago. Mobbing like 40 in a Kango. Cough blood in the strangle. Damn, tell me where the stains go. Bad decisions can cost a lifetime. Shit really goes left when I'm in my right mind. Closed off fully to the whole shit, well kinda. I still entertain like I don't know shit or pride.
So y'all get right now. Like I said, man, I'm back, man. It's Things About Green podcast. Monica and Brandy was a tie. I can't judge it, even though I think Brandy might have edged it a little bit. But shout out to y'all, man. Like I said, this is the
Things About Green, yeah.
I appreciate all y'all, man, for the love. Let's get into this breakdown. Yeah. We get into the smooth lyric breakdown. You hear that music? You know that song? We're doing Donnell Jones. Man, cut that weird shit out. All right, man. Fuck on. All right, look, we're going to get into it, man. This week's lyric breakdown is Donnell Jones, Where I Want to Be. This song, a lot of people, it's a huge controversy across the nation, across the world, across the whole entire globe, across the universe, the galaxy, and everything about what this song is really about. Some people say it's about cheating. Some people say it's about a man just trying to, you know, find out exactly where he wants to be. Could be homeless, things like that. I honestly think it's about something totally different. We'll get into that as I break the song down. So let's get into it. I said I left my baby girl a message saying I won't be coming home. I'd rather be alone. She doesn't fully understand me, that I'd rather leave than to cheat. All right, check this out. As y'all heard the song by Lil Duval before, Black Men Don't Cheat, right? We don't cheat at shit. We don't cheat at nothing. Take a note of that. We don't cheat at anything, okay? he said he ain't coming home. Now, home could be a metaphor for multiple things. People have houses and people have hotels. If you get what I mean. All right, you could have a house or a hotel. He ain't coming home. He want the hotel. He don't want the home. He want the hotel. Y'all following me? Y'all following what the song is really about? She don't understand. He rather leave than he rather just, like, let me put this shit down and let me leave before I cheat. Because I don't want to cheat. Because I'm black. Donald Jones is black, I'm assuming. You know what I'm saying? He could just be a cool-ass Filipino dude. I don't know. But he looked black to me. And his name is Donnell. So we're going to just roll with that. He said he don't want to cheat. All right, cool. If she give me some time, I can be the man she needs. There's a lot of lust inside of me. And we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. Bruh's trying to figure this shit out. He's definitely diving deeper into their history, right? I need some time to be the man she needs. There's a lot of lust inside of me. The lust line is separate from the entire song. The lust line is just talking about how fine she is. He's like, man, I want to, you feel me? But we got something at hand right here. You know what I'm saying? We've been together since we was teenagers. We go deep. I don't want to hurt you, but I need some time to be alone and figure this out because I got a struggle going inside. So he's obviously at war with himself. You know what I'm saying? Like Seal said, you know, everybody's a little crazy. You know what I'm saying? Let me pull this Seal lyric up real quick. Because it's going to make perfect sense to y'all. What Donnell Jones is I'm tripping. I'm trying to look at my computer at the same time as I'm talking to y'all, like acting like I'm not on a damn computer. But I'm also trying to find a Seal lyric. Okay, cool. Crazy yellow people walking through my head. One of them's got a gun to shoot the other one. All right. People in his head got a gun to shoot the other one. They funking in his head. That's what Donnell Jones is going through. That's Seal crazy, by the way. Back when he had dreads. Seal did have dreads when he first came out. Y'all need to look that up. He has a war going on inside, and his heart is being torn apart by this woman he's lusting over that he's been with her since they was teenagers. He's still trying to find who he is, but he's still with her. And it's like, dude, I need some time to be by myself because I'm about to cheat. I don't want the house. I already moved up to hotels. I don't want to cheat. You know what I'm saying? But when you love, y'all know the shit. You just don't sing it with me. Treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad. Now that I want to leave, she's crying her heart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I want to be. Where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even say be right there. I said, yeah. When the emotion's there, you ain't got to say the fucking word. You know what I'm saying? Just y'all just rock with that. This song is clearly about Monopoly. It's about playing Monopoly. Everybody knows that shit. It's about playing Monopoly. Right? Ain't that right? It's about playing Monopoly. Everybody knows this shit. He don't want to cheat in Monopoly. He hella fucks with her. So he don't want to cheat in Monopoly. Sweet little dee-doop-dee-dee. My nigga just showing his range. Like, he scat like Kyle Barker when Kyle was performing at that... Remember when Kyle was performing at that damn and Living Single? Hold up, bruh. I think like, you should have had this shit queued up. I didn't just off the top, bruh. Hold up, talent show. When Kyle performed that talent show and he was like hella scatting and shit, bro, that shit was hella funny, bruh. Here it go, right here.
With the show now, this next guy up.
Here we go, right here. My bad, the quality's hella fucked up. Here we go. Why did Cal always do some extra shit, bro? Why did Cal always have to do some extra shit? You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, Cal, just be Cal, bro. Kyle Barker. Like, was Kyle, I don't know. Me personally, I think Max was the finest one on that show. I've been saying this for years. Max is hands down the finest person on Living Single, like, by far. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that there was no, first off, there's no slouches on that show, but Max was the one, bro. Max is fine as hell, boy. But let's get back into this song. Sweet little dee doop dee dee, I don't mean to hurt you, baby. Oh, no. Never did I imagine that you would play a major part in a decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? I think about my life and what matters to me the most. Obviously, Donald Jones is taking his Monopoly game too fucking serious, but why are you just, it's not that big of a, everybody cheats in Monopoly, bro. It's cool, bro. I know I said the black men don't cheat thing. We don't cheat on our women, but if I'm playing Monopoly, I am cheating, bro. I'm cheating on Monopoly. I'm sorry. Anybody who ever played Monopoly with, I cheated. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. He's like, it must be his first time playing the game. And he's like, dude, I gotta keep these rules. Maybe he made a fucking promise at the crossroads. Hold up. We getting there. Hold up. Whoa. Hold up. We getting there. Maybe he made a promise at the crossroads to never, ever cheat. To never, ever cheat on a game or anything. But you can't help but to cheat in Monopoly. So now he's conflicted. Like, look, I made this promise on my soul. I sold my soul for the success. And now I might lose all this shit because I cheated and I broke the covenant between me and the nigga from Crossroads video. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm like, y'all ain't ready for the Crossroads shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
The fuck are you talking about?
You know, I'm just talking, bro.
The fuck are you talking about?
I'm just talking, bro. Anyways, where was I at? Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find what life is like without you. All right, so he had to do that. He's, like I say, he's taking this shit too fucking serious. She's crying because she's like, my nigga, like, why are you leaving? We're just playing Monopoly. It's cool. It's already weird. It's just me and you playing this shit. The game is going to go on for 100 fucking years. But he's taking her anger as her heart is broken. No, she's really just pissed off. Like, she's like, nigga, this is our first time. I mean, like, we've been fucking around, but I'm surprised you never played Monopoly. I didn't know you didn't ever play Monopoly. I'm trying to teach you how to play Monopoly. I'm trying to teach you how to cheat and all this shit. And you just don't want to cheat. And now you're taking it like, my heart is broken. My heart is not fucking broken. Nigga, just relax, bro. Why does everything got to be so fucking serious, Donnell? That's why she was mad, dog. And that's why she was out having dinner with fucking Carl Kanai in a video. Because you do too fucking much when they play Monopoly. Everybody know this song's about Monopoly. Don't argue with me about none of that shit. He just said the hook a couple of times. And then that's it. And then it's like, at the end, he goes, I'm sorry, baby. Because it's like, you're doing way too much over a fucking Monopoly game, but I'm serious, bro. Like, but yeah, everybody know what this song is about, Monopoly. Parker Brothers should use this shit for a fucking commercial or something. Would have been a cool little payday for Donnell. Shout out to Donnell, whatever you're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? If you still singing, you still performing. You can work at Jiffy Lube. If you work at fucking Discovery Kingdom, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what you do, my nigga. You know, I hope you all is well, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Donnell Jones, man. This is the
Things About Green, yeah.
What's happening?
Hold on 1 second. Hello?
No.
Oh, y'all nigga, yeah, y'all know what the fuck going on, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Y'all know what the fuck
and
going
I just,
on.
And I just said I better not hear no damn things about Green Podcast.
Hey, hey, y'all knew what it was. Hey, bruh, 2K coming out this week. I just want to talk about 2K protocol in the household with women. Joel, I'm going to start with you. You probably get your ass whooped because you probably sit right there.
You know, you're on a Joe Budden podcast, but...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the Joe Budden podcast. Hey, what's up?
You know, Green said, what's up?
Oh, you got to come in here. You got to tell her. That's what I'm talking to.
It's two ways you can go about it. You can either wait till she falls asleep.
Or you can, or you can put it to sleep. Right. Okay, yeah, I feel you.
Or you can put it to sleep. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You said what?
I'm not playing that shit. I said the late night run is the run. I'm not playing at
6 o'clock. This nigga, but you nigga say you're not playing till
6, huh? I'm not playing at 6 o'clock. We're not playing 2K after 10 o'clock. I'm not playing.
Yo, yeah, for sure. Like, hey, I ain't gonna lie. Lee be like, hey, bro, 10:30. Hey, y'all still on? Man, we've been playing all day, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, niggas been on for hours. I'm the last nigga to log on.
Man, hey, bro, I tell you,
like I said, man, you gotta do two things. You gotta either put her to bed or wait till she go to bed.
Wait till she go to bed. Hey, bro.
I say like this. If you want the game and she come in the house, you gonna feel bad.
Look at you. Look, she gonna make you crazy.
You're gonna feel bad, nigga.
That's what I said. It's okay. You're gonna feel bad.
I'm talking about you specifically, nigga. Not me, nigga. Nigga, hey, party's over. Hey, soon you get a carpool up, nigga, party over, nigga.
Hey, come on. Them kids are first. Park beating. Like, all right, how much time I got on the clock? How much time left this game?
Bro, this shit is crazy, bro.
Let me tell you something. If you just see me just jump off and jump over the AI, and you know what I'm talking about.
See, me, bro, I already told her. Me already said, but I already told her. I'm like, look, I took the day off, bro. Do not ask me unless it's about the dog or it's about you. Don't ask me about to get off the game, bro. And I just got the phone with Comcast, bro. They want to install this internet right in the office so I could hardwire. So I don't need no fucking network error connections, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going straight, and I'm big Twitch streaming all weekend. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to get on camera and embarrass yourself, you know what I'm saying, in front of the people, you know what I'm saying, go for it. You know, kick me off this shit. But it ain't happening.
Never turn me off. Nah, it's 2K day. Don't talk to me.
It's 2K day. Don't talk to me.
My birthday on Saturday, so you know I'm getting it. I had to buy a little one, a copy of it, to leave me alone while I play.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You're getting the free job.
Double fist day with a cover. You know what I mean? Shout out to Dave.
Bruh, nah, this was, bruh. Yeah, this is the, you had to play 2K on your birthday. You think you're going to play. She going, no, I had a day planned for us. I had a day planned. It's over for that shit.
You're going to be sitting there clicking that controller with your eyes. Why don't you tell me that she plans y'all dinner?
Matt, hey, I ain't going to say who, but I went to a wedding, and I said, you're not. My nigga went home, downloaded Call of Duty in the middle of the wedding, and came back to his wedding, and it was his wedding. Let me tell you.
Oh, that nigga sick, bro.
that's a nasty nigga, bro.
Hey, come on, it's real.
bro left in the middle of the whole festivities. He went home, download Call of Duty, and came back.
You gotta make sure Call of Duty is ready before the reception.
What's he get married at the crib, nigga? What the fuck?
Come on,
bro. That's crazy, bro. Hey, shout out to my nigga.
You gotta do it.
Like that was him.
Nah.
Okay. Fuck it.
A legend.
You know,
that's a legend. But I'm
locked in. Like, I'm Twitch streaming. I'm doing everything this year, but I'm not. Joe, what build you should play the demo? What build you making, nigga?
I'm coming out with a chubby defensive point guard. You feel me? All defense.
Ooh, you know what
I mean? Pure lot. All defense, chubby. Come on, pure lot.
My nigga making Chauncey Billups.
Hey, my nigga making Pat Bev.
Old Baron Davis. You know what I mean?
Come out there, Pat Bev.
Raymond Felton. You know what I mean? We coming out there.
I can't believe there's still customers in the store. This is nuts.
Oh, yeah, this nigga at work. That shit is crazy, bro. Y'all motherfuckers, you in the field for real.
Everybody in the locker.
Hey, leave that on, my nigga. I don't want to. Crazy. Hey, I'm not getting none of you niggas of Jordan. Stop calling me. Stop having y'all girls call me. All that shit. Stop hitting me. I'm not getting you or your girlfriend
to do J's,
nigga. Stop hitting
me. Yo, brother, hit that nigga.
Shoot him at your dub. He got you. Don't worry about it. He lying.
Nigga.
Oh,
that's on everything.
Yeah, everything. Hey, bro, like I said, if y'all gonna try to get shoes from nigga, y'all at least gotta take care of him. Don't expect to pay retail. You feel me? If y'all out there. First off, you niggas is rich out there right now. For any niggas buying Jordans right now, first off, fuck all that. Any nigga buying GR Jordans right now is rich. All right? I know what you niggas is out there doing. I know what y'all out there doing. So any nigga out there buying fucking black and yellow Jordans is doing some illegal shit. So you niggas is out there fucking getting money, bro.
Hey, everybody doing what you say y'all doing, hit me, because I'm trying to do it too.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's hot boys. Hey, man. You know, shit. What's your name?
At Bigly 1800 on all platforms. Cash App, Venmo, Twitter, man. Instagram. Hey, hit me.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Niggas out here getting to it, man. Shout out to all everybody here getting to it. Y'all be safe. Like I said last week, hey, y'all be safe out here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get enough money, you know, buy some VC, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Put it on the table.
Bro, I don't be talking to nobody else while you're on my fucking podcast, my nigga.
Hey, man, I'm still at work, nigga.
That's a fact. Who got the VC plug?
Nigga, ain't no VC plug here right now. You know what I'm saying?
It's all. Hey, shout out to, RP Rose or some shit like that?
Yeah, shout out to that nigga on eBay that was selling fucking VC for the low. You know what I'm saying? Because VC is hard to come by. In dire times, especially when you try to make 100 bills like me on 2K. I'm pretty sure half the niggas listening to shit like, bro, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? I don't even play no fucking 2K. I'm a grown ass man. I got a fucking job and shit. I play motherfucking Call of Duty, nigga. I do, nigga. I ain't got no time to play no fucking video games. Nigga, fuck you, nigga. How about that?
Are y'all still playing a little basketball game?
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm playing all that shit. Nigga, I got a monitor. I don't even play my shit on TV. I play my shit on a monitor, nigga. I play my shit on a monitor. Nigga, don't disrespect me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I tried playing that shit on the TV. Man, that shit ass on the TV. I be playing on the monitor or something.
Tell you, Joe, get you a monitor, man. Get you a monitor.
Yeah, Joe, your birthday's coming up. So your girlfriend about the monitor.
Yeah, get you a monitor.
All these cameras
out
there be putting the scams. You don't give me a monitor, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
bro, you're
y'all got it. Y'all give me that 30,000. Y'all get.
Hey, I'm not
getting
nothing. I'm at work
doing
this for right now,
bro. I ain't talking about that. You know what I mean? I see you at work,
bro. Yeah, man. I never did nothing illegal in my fucking life, nigga.
Working for that man. Don't be homeless, nigga. You know what I mean?
Open
your own shoe store.
Hey, don't say it like that.
You can open up your own shoe store.
You got enough shoes? You know what I mean? Talk about that.
You the same niggas that told me to go to the LLC. What you sound like?
Oh, you said you breaking up. What'd you say?
I said you sound like one of the niggas that told me I should go to the LLC when I got my stimulus check.
Yep.
Oh, nigga, you ain't got no stocks. You one of them niggas?
Invest in yourself, player.
Nigga, that $200 you spent on them shoes, you could have bought a fucking acre of land in motherfucking Wyoming. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy. That's a fact.
That nigga said that's a fact. Nigga, what the fuck?
Right, nigga, I'm about to go
buy
$200. What are you talking about?
I'm about to get it for $200 on fucking Friday, but
you over there spending $8 for the white man, you can spend $8 for the black man. Mm-hmm. Make more money for yourself.
This is the new era of racism. I need that racism. I like it. I like it. If that's racism, I'm gonna keep it above
with you. Black man might
finesse me. Yeah, man. Big, you know, hey man, you know what I'm saying? Trump 2020, bro.
Hell nah.
Nah, bro. That nigga, that's that nigga Maul, bro, on Button Podcast, bro. Don't let the niggas fool you, bro. Maul's a...
Hey, fun fact, I'm a registered Republican. Fun fact.
I know. Yeah, Lee is a registered Republican.
Hey, that shit was 90.
Lee is a registered Republican, so y'all can have a conversation with him about policies and all that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? That's not the Dallas Penn, though. At least this is Combat Jack podcast. Dallas Penn was a registered Republican. And he was, they was like, why the fuck are you a registered Republican? You don't even vote Republican. And he was like, look, man, if Democrats automatically always get black people on their shit, then they're not going to try hard. So if we all start mixing this shit up, then they really got to work to bring people over. So I feel like hella motherfuckers, he said, I feel like hella motherfuckers just registered Republican just because. So it looks like they're losing people. So they got to do extra shit to get us back, even though they already got us. You know what I'm saying? A little mind.
The science.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that was 10. Times Square on 42 at a gathering of the lowlife. It was him and 100 officers in polo in Times Square, in the middle of Times Square, just looking at each other.
Yeah, they do that shit in New York. Shout out to my nigga Keith. Niggas just buy hella polo and just be looking at each other. Cause, hey, shout out to nigga Keith again today. But I was talking to this, bro. I may or may not have sent this nigga a video of Megan Stallion shaking her ass, right? And then
OG bloodbath.
There was nigga gonna say. He gonna say, damn, bro, she healed up kind of fast. And I said, bro, what are you talking about, bro? I'm just saying, though, how she healed that quick after getting shot. I said, bro, you New York niggas is different, bro. I seen you a video of Megan Thee Stallion shaking her ass. You asking her a fucking recovery time, nigga? And that's what we doing?
A nigga told me, she's not healed all the way, but she can't put all the pressure on her feet.
Yeah. Look at nigga, she ain't even getting that low no more, bro. Damn, bro, man, fuck Tori, bro.
Yeah, nigga, fuck her twerk up, bro. She can't really twerk as she want to. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucking shame.
I might sound toxic. This might be toxic, but what did she do to make that nigga that mad?
You said what?
What did she do to make that nigga that mad?
Ooh, one nigga big victim blaming. Big victim blaming. That's what's happening. Hey, man, you know. What did she do to make the nigga that mad? You know what I'm saying? That nigga had to be fucking pissed to throw it all away. You know what I'm saying?
You know how mad you gotta be like, I'm about to shoot this
bitch. Bro, this nigga is a fucking dummy, bro. Bro, he just...
This nigga is a fucking dummy,
but you just got independent. You were cracking off quarantine radio, bro. You gonna do some stupid nigga, you was fucking with Meg Thee Stallion. I think they was fucking with each other. So you nigga driving Meg Thee Stallion, nigga. You in the car in the fucking pool with fucking Kylie Jenner. You know what I'm saying? She a fucking billionaire and shit. Y'all niggas, you know, sharing the same water, getting cracking. And then you motherfuckers just like you fucking shit up, bro. What's wrong with you, my nigga? You tripping.
Meg Thee Stallion in the hood, bro. Like, what's wrong with you, bro?
Hey, how much? Meg Thee Stallion and Kylie Jenner?
Come on, bro.
That's crazy. Man,
I would love to be at that pool party, cause I'm gonna just put it out there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, damn, how the nigga really died? Yeah, I think Kylie and Meg, that nigga heart gave out.
Nigga, hella fucking Bluetooth, nigga. Nigga ate a handful of Bluetooth with stupid. Hey, for real, though, nigga.
That nigga died with rhino rappers in his pocket.
Bro, that nigga had hella rhino rappers in his pocket, bro. That nigga was like Lamar Odom, nigga. Shout out to Lamar Odom, nigga, at the Bunny Ranch. I've hella liquor store sex pills, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him, bro.
Dying with the rhinos in your pocket, bro. That's disgusting, bro.
I asked the niggas at the barbershop, I said, y'all be taking them rhinos, bro? He was like, bro, nigga, give you a headache and your vision get blurry, but this shit's work.
Why somebody tell me the same thing?
A nigga told me his heart started to hurt. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, his heart started to hurt? I'm cool,
bro. Nigga, make sure you drink a little water before you do it, bro. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Like, you niggas is wild, guys.
Hey, whatever to get it cracking.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. If I'm paying for it, I'm for sure popping some kind of supplement. You know what I'm saying? I need to get my money's worth for sure.
Big fact. We about to just be talking all night.
I ain't gonna be in and out. This don't usually happen like this, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that.
like, yeah, this didn't happen before. Right.
It's never happened before. I don't know. You're just so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? You gotta say.
Ain't that the worst? You gotta be nice to her, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just like, you be in the corner. It's like, fuck, man. Damn, am I losing it? Am I sick? Do I need to go to the doctor? You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, what's wrong with me, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? Nah, flip that. You gotta flip that shit, bro. That's on her, nigga. Because if y'all was doing it more, then it would be good. You know what I'm saying? That's niggas. That's they fought for the drought. You know what I'm saying? That's all I gotta say about that shit.
Things about green.
Nigga, I ain't want to get fucking killed, nigga.